money, not willingly. Then, al dinah de bar mitzvah, you have to wait until the neighbor first shows up with the money. Yes or no? V'loy, but the guy's a phony, but the guy doesn't have money. He just says he has money, then learn not willingly. You don't have to wait for him. You have a right to sell to somebody else. You may lose out the other deal. You have a right to sell it.
The other Gemara says, what's going to be? Arye dechad, the bote dechad. There's a house on the property, and the property belongs to one person, and the house belongs to somebody else. So Mori, are you the one that owns the property? Makiv Amori Boti. If the one that owns the house wants to sell it, he has to sell it to the one that owns the field. He has a right to buy it. He's called the Bar Mitzvah. But Mori Boti, the one that owns the house, Loi Makiv Amori Dari. If the one that owns the field wants to sell it, the one that owns the house is not called a Shutif. Because the house is Arai, they get to the field. What about Ari Dechad Vadikla Dechad? One person owns the field and one person owns a palm tree on the field. So, Moridarya Motsimakib Amorid Dikla. The one, if he's going to sell his palm tree, the one that owns the field has the right to have the trust to buy it first. But the opposite way, Moridikla Loimakib, Loimotsimakib Amoridarya. But the one that owns the palm tree, he has no right to stop the one that owns the field from selling it to somebody else. Now, Arya Labote Vyari Lazari. One person wants to buy this field to build a house. And one another person wants to buy the field, Lazari. He wants to buy the field to plant on it. So Lach was Yishev Adif. Let's say either neighbor wants to buy the field to plant, and somebody else wants to buy the field to live on it. So you have a right to sell to the one that wants to live on it. Yishev Adif. And therefore, less than Mishun Dinah Dvar Mitzvah. The neighbors can't stop on this. Now, Afsik Mishun Yaiso Oirich Bada Dikla. Let's say between your field and the next one field, there's some rocks there. Which is nice, like rocky field that you can't really plant there. Or else there are a bunch of trees there. So the question is now, if one neighbor wants to sell, is the other neighbor called a Dvar Mitzvah? Since there's something blocking between the two fields. So therefore the locher is chazino, we have to see. Im yochol lahachnis bo, if he could plant there, afilu telemechot, even just one row, is permission din Dvar Mitzvah. Then he's called the neighbor, he has the locher to get it first. If he can't even plant this much, then less permission din Dvar Mitzvah. He's not really called the neighbor, because since there's a hefsek in between, therefore he can't stop the other one from selling it. Now, hani dalad to four neighbors. Hani dalad v'nei matrino. So if somebody wants to sell his field and he has four neighbors around him, so which one of the neighbors could get it? So the kodim chad minayil v'savin zvinis vini. If one of the neighbors first bought it, he has a right to keep it. What about v'kulu asa b'ad yadod? Let's say all four neighbors come together. Then the loch is pol galei b'kanzel. You have to sell it like diagonally. You have to cut up this field into four parts, like make two diagonals there. And therefore each neighbor has a right to buy the portion near his field. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakabel saw the Mechaber Lashon Muetas. If you accept to work on a field for only a few years, so lay Yisrael no pishin, not let a plant there flax. V'yayim boi b'kar v'shikma.
It's a long time till it really does any good. V'yayim loi b'kar v'shikma. On this tree shikma, you have no right to use the branches of it. Because if you take off a branch now, it takes a long time till it grows back, and you're only using it for a few years, you have no right to take it. Kibla menel azayim shonim. Let's say you accept to work on the field for 7 years, then shana rishon yizrena pishtin. The first year you have a right to plant flaxes. Because by 7 years, it'll be okay. And v'yeshla b'kara shikma. In this big tree shikma, you have a right to take off a branch. Because by 7 years from now, the branches will grow back again. Omer Abaya said, v'kara shikma ein loy. In the branches of this tree, you don't have. But b'shvach shikma yeshmai. If the tree grows better, that you get a portion of it. Even in the fact it grows better, you don't get from it. If you accept the field, comes the time to leave now, we value the field. My love doesn't mean to say that you even have a right to take a portion, and how much more this tree grew in the shvach, in the more value of the tree. That's not what it means. It means you get a valuation, you take part of the vegetables and the beets. Freddy Gemara, Yaakov is silken, Yaakov and Ishko. What do you mean just evaluation? Let him uproot it and take it home. And the Gemara, Vloimata Yerm of the Shuka. Talking about, didn't come yet to market time to sell it. So it's not worth it to pick it off now. You won't be able to sell it. And you have to leave the field now. Therefore, we have to value how much those vegetables are worth, and you get your share in those vegetables.
It's okay, Toshima, come in here. Hamakabel saw the Mechaber, if you accept to work on a field of your friends, the Gia Shvius, and then it comes Shemitah the seventh year, Shomim Loi. Like Mashma, you have to stop, and you get your share, we value how much the field is worth. So Gemara asks, why? Shvius, Mikom Avko Arya? Just because it became Shvius, is that enough to throw you out of the land? Like, why? All right, turn over. So Gemara says no. Eleima, but rather say like this. If you accept to work in a field from your friend, the Yagiya Yovel, and then the 50th year Yovel, or 49th year, comes about. Yovel comes about. So, Shomim Loi. So, then you have to stop the deal, and you have to value how much is there. So, I ask why, Vakati Yovel Mimafko, Kablonis. If you are Makabal the field, is the Yovel throw you out? Let's Misos Amarachmona. That the side of Yovel is if you sell a field, you can't sell it forever, so it comes back to you by Yovel. But if you're just renting your field, let somebody work on your field, what's it going to do with Shemitah, with the Yovel? L.A. Merad learn like this, the Pshat like this. If you buy a field from your friend, and it comes the time of Yovel, you bought it, so now you have to return it by Yovel, Shamim Loi. We have to value how much is here to see how much you receive of it. See how much profit you put into the field, that much you receive. Maybe here also, you know what it means to say, Shamin Loi. Maybe it does not mean to say you get the profit of the tree that grew better, but rather, oh, maybe only it means again, Shamin Loi v'yarka v'suka, just in the vegetables and the beets. So again, for the Gemara, Soka v'yarka v'yoyvel, it's on Shemitah, is there a problem? How much is the vegetables worth? The Guriav Keru, we know like on Shemitah, the vegetables are hefka, whoever wants to come can come and take it. El Olav, what does it mean to say you get the value of the field? El Olav, Shvach Shikma, means to say how much the tree grows better. So you see, there is a Shvach. The fact the tree grew better, and because you were there, you were working on it, you deserve to get a share in that profit. So Mora says, no, Tirgumo Abaya Libra Rovo, Shani Yosim is different. The Yomakor, the Posek says, V'yotza Mimcha Bayis. That means what by Yovel it goes back a house that was sold. So memcha choizer, shvach ein choizer. Here is a special gzeras akosiv that what comes back to you on Yovel, only what you sold. The house that you sold comes back to you, but any shvach that the person put into the field, that does not go back to the owner. That the person has a right to keep. That's why here by Yovel, the person that worked there or bought it has a right to keep the shvach of the trees. But that's the postik v'yotze mimcher bayis means mecher choizer shvachen choizer. For the Gemara, but still v'nigmor minei. Let's learn out from here that always shvach stays by the person that worked on it. Someone says no hosam zvini me'al yehu. Over there, the pshat is you bought the field 100%. So therefore, whatever comes out of it, any shvach, any gain, really should belong to you. The yovel, that when it comes, yovel is lucky. You have to give a return. Afkosa demalki. That's like afkosa demalki, like Hashem takes it away. So therefore, what does Hashem take away? Just the goof of the field and not the shvach. The shvach of the trees you have a right to keep. But it's only over here by case of yovel, Marshenke, when you're just working on the field and then it comes out the time to give it up. Maybe there you do not get any shvach of the shikma. So we have no proof. All right, we'll stop here. You're up to Dav Kuf Tes Samad Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, Rav Popo Kibol Arya Lias Pasta. Rav Popo accepted, like took a field from somebody, to plant the aspasta. That was his kavana. He like rented a field in order to plant these big leaves, these big growths of an aspasta. What happened was, Kotcho Bo Toli. So by itself, it grew up some trees there in this land that he like rented. Now he called Mistalik when the Papa was about to leave, and as he finished working on the field, Amalu. So the Papa said to the owner there, Havuli Shvacho, give me in the profit. In other words, these trees that grew up, I deserve some profit, and I took care of them. I'm leaving it over for you. So give me some profit in these trees that grew up. Oh, my lay Rav Shisha bread Ravidi, the Rav Papa. So Rav Shisha bread Ravidi said to Rav Papa, Elamayativ, so if your svar is right, Dikla violam. If you like rented a field to work on, and there was a palm tree there, and at the end of the year, the palm tree became a little bit thicker. Hey, Dikla violam, the palm tree became thicker. His Hokinam here also, the boy Imash of Chayu. That the worker here, when he leaves, he has the right to ask for the shvach, for the gain, that the fact that the deco tree became thicker. Of course not. So Amalei, Rav Papa said back, no. Hosom la batayti dochin ochis. When you go down to a field that has these big palm trees on it, your kavon is not to take the tree itself, the shvach, the gain, what the tree becomes bigger. There your intention is to take the fruit, to take the dates that grow. But I know me over here, I went down Amanaslai to plant these big aspasta, and whatever grows up, if the trees goes up, they also have das to take it. Samar says, come on, who's this for? Like Abaya, like Abaya. The Yama that he says, Bishmach Shikma, Yeshla, like we had the Mishnah before, that he holds like in the Gemara about the Mishnah, that when you have the Shikma tree, that becomes a little bit improved, so you have a right to receive some of the improvement. Samar says, no, and really that was a Machlaikas before. Samar says here, no. Afilo Taim Mekarov, even if you want to say, here we go like Ravom, that you do not take in the Shvach of the Shikma, Hosom, less Leib Seder. Over there you have no loss. The fact the Shikma became thicker, that you had no loss from it. So therefore you have no right to it, it belongs to the owner, the worker does not get anything in the improvement of it. But I'll tell you, Hawker over here, Ikab Seda, here you lost out. What did you lose out? Because if the trees wouldn't have grown up there, you could have used that place to plant more aspasta. So therefore it's called you lost out from the fact there are trees there, therefore you have a right to collect the shvach in the trees. Omalei, but the owner of the chur has a right to say back to Rapapa, like, my psarticha, what did I lose you out? Yoda, the aspasto, just on the place where you could have planted the aspasto. Rashi says, Mokamad, kolomayazare aspasto, in the place where the tree is. Instead of that, you would have planted aspasto. So I'll tell you true, shoku yoda, the aspasto, let you take money, how much, like this much ground, would have produced of aspasto. And but not more vizil, but not in the profit of the tree. Omalei, Papa said back to him, Mishino, Ano kurkuma rishko ravoi. If it was up to me, I would have planted something very good. Rashi says, Ani hoyisi megadavim koimai karkum shadame vikom. I would have planted karkum there. That's very expensive. That's what I could have planted there. Like saffron, I could have planted there. So Amalei, the owner answered back, if so, Golas Adaitcha, you show me that what's in your mind, the Lemishkal Viesta Luke Avarto, that you're only planting things with Yavdat to pick uproot them and take it with you. Like this Kokomo, you don't plan to let stay there a long time. You have das to let it plant, and then you'll uproot and take it with you. If so, you see, you don't have das to plant the field, to leave the things in the field, but just to take it with you. If so, the owner has a right to say, Shekoil Kokomo Rishka, take this thing that you wanted to plant now, Vizil, and go with it. So what do you have like that? Ain lecho ela demei etzem avad. You'll only receive the money of the wood. That's all you receive, nothing more. But like not the improvement in the field itself, because she didn't have plans of leaving in the field, just uprooting it, so just take the value of the wood. Now the Gemara says, Rabbevoi Barabaya, Kibalaria, he accepted to work on the field, Fiahadalei Mishanaisa Mishanaisa. So Rashi says that means Hegvia Soviv Gvulin, Kain Shenhar, and around the borders, like made like a boundary around, like a little fence there, around the borders. And a little mountain there. And Kotzchul Bey Zardesa started to, on these mountains, like it started to grow trees there, started to grow there. It's called Mistalik when the owner said, okay, like, your lease is up. Omalus, he said to the owner, Havli Shavchoi, give me like part of the profit from these trees that grew up while I was there. Omar Papi, Mishum di Asisa Mimoloi, because you're coming from Mimoloi, Rashi says it means from Mibes Eli, is Amrisi Mili Muliaisa, do you say just things like this? Rashi Dvorim, Gavnunim, like a little different colors. Afilo Rapopo, even Rapopo only said that the worker has a right to claim for the Shvach because he lost out, because otherwise he could have planted his aspasta there. But here that you made hills around the border of the land, there you don't plant anyway. So what grew on there, the trees that grew there, you have no loss from that, therefore you have no right to receive in that Shvach. Another one says, Rabbi Yosef, Hevelei Hu Shosla. Rabbi Yosef had a gardener that took care of the prophet working for him. Shochiv, then the gardener died. And what happened was, Vishofek Hamisha Chas Nonoso. He left over the gardener five like son-in-laws. In Zama, so the owner said like this, Rabbi Yosef said like this, Adu Idna, until now, Chad, I only had like one worker, and the worker did a good job. Hashta Hamisha, now I'm going to have five workers. Adu Idna, until now, Lehevei Samchi Hadodi. They did not rely one on another. And they didn't do any damage to me. But Hashta now, Chamisha, now that there's five there, Samcha Adodi, one's going to rely on the other one. And I'm going to have a loss from it. So Amalu, So Rabbi Yosef told these five son-in-laws, listen, Ishak Lisu Shivchaichu, if you can accept to take the Shvach, I'll pay you the Shvach, the improvement in the land. Or Mistak Lisu, and you'll leave. Mutav, good. The law, if you're not going to agree, Mistalikna Lechu B'lai Shavcha, I'll get rid of you, I'll fire you, without even giving you any of the improvement. Why? The Omer of Yehuda, V'tayim Rav Huna, V'tayim Rav Nachman, Hai Shosla, this gardener, the Shachiv that died, Yorshim delay, Mistaklam Lehu B'lai Shvacha, if the Yorshim, the sons of this gardener, want to take over their father's job and wants to work there, so the owner has the right to be mistaklam and to tell them, no, I don't want you to work for me, even without paying them the improvement of the property. So here also, I don't have to pay it to you. See, if I tell you, if you leave on your own, I'll give it to you. If not, not. The Gemara says, "Valav milsi." It's not true. Like Mashman Alocha, they don't accept it. Valav milsi. Now the Gemara says, "Who shosla?" There was a gardener. The Yomalahu. He said to the owner like this: "Im if sadina, if I do any hefsed, if I do any damage in your fields, misalkino, then like I accept that you should fire me." What happened was Afsid. What happened was Enechnami. The guy did something bad. Somewhere of Yudah, Mistalik B'le Shvacha. If so, the owner has a right to fire him without paying him back for the Shvach, for the improvement. Rav Kana, Rav Kana said, Mistalik, you have a right to fire him, but for Shokel Shvacha, but the worker, the gardener, has a right to receive the improvement. This is what Rav Yudah said. Umaydi Rav Kana agrees though. This is what Rav Kana said. Now Umaydi Rav Kana agrees. The Omar, if the worker says, I pasidno mistalakna v'lo shvacho, that if I do any damage to Ishno, I'll stop and I won't take any shvach, and echlami, then mistalak v'lo shvacho, then the owner has the right to fire him and does not have to pay him any improvement. Rav Amrav says no. Asmachti, that what the worker said is just some words. Nasmachta, it's not really a kinyan. And therefore, the asmachta lekanya, the fact that he just said something means nothing, he has a right to retract. Fred Gemaru, the Rav, according to Rav, Maishna, why is it different? We heard it now, that we learned. Im oiver, v'loyeved, eshalam b'meitova, that if a worker that accepted to work on the field tells the owner, you should know, in case I leave the field waste, and I do not work on it, I'll pay you what should have grown, and you have to pay. So Kuri, you see, it's not called an asmachta. So Gemara says, Hosom, my diavsid mishalim. There the pshat is, what type of a loss I did for you, the fact that I didn't plant, I'll pay you back. Hocho, my diavsid man chininle. In other words, true, even though the gardener caused you some loss, so that loss that I caused you will deduct from my pay. But the Kuri, I still caused a lot of improvement to the field, therefore here he still has the right to receive in the improvement. Just the damage that he did, true, that will deduct the damage from his pay. But Akoponim, he has the right to receive the rest of the Shvach.